Blog Talk Radio.
Church by phone. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Also known as the Heritage House Church in the Chapel. So welcome, welcome, everyone. Glad to see you here today. It's already the middle of June. Woo, we praise God. It's going to be summer in a minute. It feels like it already. And so we just thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God that we're all still here. In the land of the living with so many things going on, we give God the glory. Hallelujah. We're going to turn it over to Pastor Mom now to open us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Give us a word of prayer. Holy Father, we come to you this morning with thanksgiving in our heart, thanking you for just being here with us, Lord. We give you all the praise today, Lord. We need you all the way. And we thank you, Lord, for just being with us and standing by us. Lead us along the way, Lord. You know what we need, Lord. And we thank you for giving us the things that we need, Lord. We just thank you and praise your holy name. Give us our presence. Help him to get his way and do the right things that we need, Lord. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just want to give you some glory this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name this morning. You are worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Let's go to our scripture this morning, our scriptures. We're in the King James Version of Psalm 95. We'll be reading together Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we will read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. This, as you're getting your scriptures together here, this week I read something where it looks like some of the Bibles the especially the electronic Bibles are beginning to take some of the scriptures out of the Bible, beginning to cut some of them out. And I was like really dismayed about that. It looks like the King James Version is kind of staying the same, but we still have to be very mindful and just and look, especially with the electronic Bibles nowadays. They can change those real fast. And I was just thinking that our paper Bibles that we have, you know, maybe getting dust over there in the corner because we've been having the convenience of our electronic Bibles, we may have to go back to those Bibles because the electronic ones may have cut some very important word out of them. Amen. So don't throw away your paper Bibles. Praise God. Praise God. They are valuable. Amen. And then another thing I thought about the Bible is that recently there's been miracles with Bibles. Like even our sister Debbie was saying when her house burned down, so many things burned, but the Bible, that paper Bible, did not burn, and it didn't even have the smell of smoke. And then with another miracle we've heard of is how the Bible, the paper Bible, now it started, oil started coming out of the paper Bible. And the oil was so much that they've been sending out oil to people all over the world. First they had it in a Ziploc bag and it filled up. The oil filled a Ziploc bag. Then they put it in like a shoebox container. It filled, that filled up. And they kept putting it in bigger containers. And so I was wondering, God, why? And it seems like now things are going on with these electronic Bibles that, you know, that one thing he's trying to let us know is that those Bibles where it is written, those paper Bibles are valuable. Amen, amen. So just encourage you, keep your paper Bibles. Amen. And the older they are, the better they are. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6, and Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And then prepare yourself to tell the Lord who he is to you. Amen. So prepare yourself for that and get ready to press your number one key. We're just going to open your line for a moment so you can tell God who he is. Hallelujah. Let's start. Let's read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. And he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And even where you're sitting now, and when you get to that third verse, really say it loud. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. So we're going to exalt his name together. He's revealed himself to us in so many ways. So we're press your number one key, and I will open up your line just for a moment for you to tell the Lord who he is to you. We're going to start with myself and Pastor Mom.
The Lord is my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is, you are the Lord Most High. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't know if your number one keys are working, but I know that there's people on this line who want to say who God is to them. Amen. We're going to start. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to start with Pastor Price. Hallelujah. So we're just going to keep you on just for a moment. All you say is, like, Lord, you are my shepherd. Lord, you are my healer. Amen. Amen. Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you?
Lord, glory to God. Lord, you are the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle.
Amen. The Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. Thank you all. Keep pressing your number one keys. Amen. Sister Debbie?
Lord, you are my strength.
All right now. Praise God. Lord, you are my strength. Amen. Minister Rachel, we're opening up your line. Anybody else? Press your number one key. This is the last one so far.
The Lord is our shepherd.
The Lord is our shepherd.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Love you.
Me too.
Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing to hear the children this morning with Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. So now we're going to go down our list. This list is not exhaustive by any means. He's so much more than all this. But we want to call out his name. It's something that happens when you tell the Lord who he is. Hallelujah. He shows up in a great way. And we're looking for him to show up great in this broadcast and also in your homes today. Praise God. So when I say who the Lord is, just repeat after me. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Creation.
Amen. You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my Master.
You are the Lord my Master.
You are the Lord my Banner.
You are the Lord my Banner.
You are the Lord my Healer.
You are the Lord my Healer.
You are the Everlasting God.
You are the Everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my Shepherd.
You are the Lord my Shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord my Father.
You are the Lord our judge.
You are the Lord our judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord my provider.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We give you glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah. And as we're saying who the Lord is, we're going to go to our declarations. Hallelujah. As I said this before, that the Lord gave us some declarations at the beginning of the year to say these declarations. Hallelujah. And they have just been blessing us tremendously. Amen. There are things that he had us to declare before they happened. Hallelujah. So we're going to read declaration number two. Amen. So repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease.
Germ.
And every virus.
That touches my body.
Dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus. Every organ.
And every tissue.
Of my body.
Functions.
In the perfection. That God created it.
To function.
And I forbid.
Any malfunction.
In my body.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Declaration number three.
Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children.
For they are taught
of the Lord.
Declaration number four. I have no lack.
For my God
meets all my needs.
According
to his glorious
riches
in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Number five, the Spirit of truth
comes to me.
Teaches me
all things.
And he guides me
into all truth.
Therefore,
I confess
I have perfect knowledge
of every situation
and every circumstance
that I come up against.
For I ask
for the wisdom
of God. Hallelujah. Ooh, that was for somebody today. Glory, I receive it too. But I mean, somebody caught that. Somebody just caught that real good. Okay, number six. The peace of God
that transcends
all understanding
guards my heart
and my mind
in Christ Jesus.
I think on things that are true,
noble,
right,
pure,
lovely,
admirable,
excellent.
And praiseworthy.
And our last declaration today, number seven, God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything
I need
for life
and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature
of love.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And everything we just declared, the word of God says in Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. So we know that what we just declared out, it's going to stand forever. And then Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. So we know that what we just declared is going to stand forever because it's the word of God, and it shall be established for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we declared it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I love how God does things. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to have our praise and worship time. We have our dear Sister McDowell, who has recorded some praise and worship for us. So we're going to listen to that and worship and praise God this morning. Amen.
Thank you.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to trust in the Lord. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Now, before we get into the word, we're going to go to, we're going to pray over our finances and receive our offering today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God has just been blessing. He's just been blessing, and I keep talking about this because it's real, and it's going on right now. There, you know, I'm looking at what's going on during this pandemic, and there's money in the bank. Praise God. Amen. God has just been blessing, and where it looks like a time where we shouldn't have much of anything, but God has been blessing. He's been blessing in money. He's been blessing, you know, even in food and different things that we need. He's been blessing in such awesome ways. Hallelujah. And I believe with all my heart that the blessings is flowing because we are givers. And the word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosoms. Hallelujah. So that time of giving, we gave, and we're getting it back. And then when we do get it, it's got to keep flowing. It's got to keep flowing like water. Hallelujah. We got to keep giving. Amen. And we'll keep receiving as we keep giving. Praise God. I think about a friend of mine said this years ago, and she said, you know, you can count, we can count the seeds in an apple, but only God can count the apples in a seed. Hallelujah. I'll say that again. You know, anybody can count the seeds in an apple. If you ever look at an apple and you count the seeds in the apple, I've done it before. You may count about 5 or 6 seeds in that apple. But then when you take a seed and that seed is planted into the ground, how many apples are going to come out of that? Oh, how many apples, how many apple trees will come out of that seed that you sow? Hallelujah. So only God knows how many apples we're going to get out of that little seed that we sow. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sow seeds today, and there are 3 ways that you can sow that we know right now. 3 ways that you can sow into this ministry, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can use Cash App, and I want to say I'm godly proud of the seniors who have gotten onto that Cash App, and they're using it. I'm just godly proud, hallelujah, that, you know, that they're able to even use that. I just learned how to use it myself. Praise God. Well, I'm a senior too, but glory to God. So anyway, giving on Cash App, our Cash App ID is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So you can do that on Cash App, ESLCCC, and the dollar sign goes before that. You can also, if you're in the Heritage House, you can bring the offering to the door, 2E. You can put it in an envelope and put it under the door. You can knock on the door, let us know you're coming, and we'll take the offering. We've already gone to the door this morning and got an offering this morning, so we thank God for that. And then you can send your offering by mail. You can make your check payable to ESLCCC. Unless you want to write the whole East St. Louis Christian Center Church on it, you can just put ESLCCC and send it to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. ESLCCC, you can put care of Pastor McCoy. That's what some of you have been doing, and that works. 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And so let's go on to our prayer for finances. I was just talking to someone the other day, and they were saying that this prayer for finances has blessed them so much. And there, it's a prayer, and it's also a declaration for them, you know, and the part about that may their money not be stolen, lost, or devoured, or destroyed, or wasted. Praise God. So this is a powerful, powerful prayer. And, you know, God knows that we're going to use these finances for his glory, and we're going to let them keep flowing, you know, from us into other parts of the vineyard, into the ministry, so that he can be glorified. Amen. So repeat this prayer of finances after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
May I be a good steward
of all that you give me.
And walk in total agreement
as to how
it is to be dispersed.
I pray
that I will learn
to live free of debt.
Where I have not been wise,
bring restoration
and give me guidance.
Show me
how I can
help
increase my finances
and not decrease them
unwisely.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you,
and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
it easy
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
Give me wisdom
to handle money
wisely.
Help me make good decisions
as to how I spend.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly
and being miserly.
May I always
be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply
it.
That what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances,
but will seek your kingdom
first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen. And Lord God, we just thank you right now for those who are writing checks to ESLCCC. We thank you for those who are sending money via Cash App even right now. in the name of Jesus, those who are putting their money in their envelopes and going to bring it to 2E, Lord God, we just thank you that you just touch it right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the offerings that you give, and it shall, that as they give, it shall be given back to them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We thank you, Lord, for those who are tithing. You said that you would, if we would even try you on giving 10%, hallelujah, that you will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for us that would be more than we could even receive. Hallelujah. And we bless you for that, Lord God, even right now in the name of Jesus, for those overflow blessings of tithes and offerings in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, where you said you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now. Now, and bless us as you have promised us, as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky. And we give you glory and honor for unlimited blessings in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. And now we're gonna get to Pastor Mom, but we're gonna sing a little song before we go to her. Sister McDowell sang about trusting in the Lord, and we just Pastor Mom's gonna be talking about trusting in the Lord today. So we're gonna sing a little bit of this together. This is one of those old favorite songs. Hallelujah. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's not a hard thing to trust in him. It's a sweet thing. Hallelujah. Amen. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more. We're going to turn it over to our senior pastor, Pastor Willie B., Pastor Mom McCoy. Praise God, Pastor Mom.
Thank you. Thank you very much this morning for letting me give you this praise this morning. There is so many things going on in the world right now. It is very important to trust the Lord now and always.
Amen.
Today we will talk about trusting in the Lord. My favorite scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6. Please repeat these scriptures after me. Trust in the Lord. With all your heart.
With all your heart.
Lean not to your own understanding.
Lean not to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And shall direct your path.
And he shall direct your path. Hallelujah.
Peace and strength comes when we trust in the Lord. Repeat 26:3-4. Isaiah 26:24 after me. Thou will keep him in perfect peace.
In perfect peace.
Whose mind
is stayed on thee.
Because he trusts in thee. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust in the Lord in the best thing we can do. Psalms 118:8-9 after me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
In princes. Amen.
Okay. We are blessed and have hope when we trust in the Lord. Repeat Jeremiah 17:7 after me. Blessed is the man
that trusts in the Lord
and whose hope is the Lord.
Amen.
When we trust in the Lord, we are not afraid. We have strength, and he becomes our salvation.
Amen.
Repeat Isaiah 12:2 after me.
Behold, God is my salvation.
I will trust and not be afraid.
For the Lord Jehovah
is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to trust in him and receive him as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Repeat John 3:16 after me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him
should not perish,
but have everlasting life. Romans 10:9. Let us know how to receive Jesus in our
as our Savior.
Repeat Romans 10:9 after me. If you confess with your mouth
the Lord Jesus
and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead,
You shall be saved.
We receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. by saying the prayer. Repeat the prayer of salvation after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I trust you.
I trust you.
I believe you died for me.
I believe you died for me.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
Be my Lord and my Savior.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
As I close, I pray that you all was blessed by the word of God, and that you will trust in the Lord more and more all the days of your life. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for that word today through Pastor Mom. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. That was such a good word. Trusting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He wants us to trust in him. Praise God, praise God. Good word, amen. If anybody wants to say anything, you have any comments, you just want to bless the woman of God and encourage her, press your number one key. If you have any questions, any comments, any prayer requests, press your number one key. Amen. And for those who came on late, Pastor Mom came from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and she was talking about trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. So she said that there's a peace and strength that comes from trusting in the Lord. And the trusting in the Lord is the best thing that we can do. And that we get blessed by trusting in the Lord. And when we trust in the Lord, we're not afraid. And we have strength. And he becomes our salvation. And then she told us how we could get saved. And the prayer to pray. Amen, to get saved. And so she did all of that. God moved through her in a short amount of time, but with lots of power. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So if anybody wants to say anything, press your number one key. We see Pastor Price's number one key is pressed already. So we're going to open a line for her. But anyone else, press your number one key if you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom, I thank God for that wonderful message. I'm glad that we got it on tape to be able to listen to you over and over for your very favorite scripture, because that's become our favorite ones too. And my favorite one is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Thank God for all that you did this morning, and I just thank God for you this morning. You sound really strong, Mom, and love you, and thank God for you. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for the family support, the whole Price family, for your wonderful support today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, anybody else wants to say anything? While you're still thinking, I'm just going to give a shout-out to some of the people that I recognize your number on the line. Shout-out to, Sister Debbie. I see you. you just press your number one key. I'll be right back with you. Minister Rachel and her whole family, all the children, a shout-out to Miss Cleora, praise God for you. Shout-out to Sister Carrie, praise God, to Pastor Mark. Amen. Good to see you all on the line. These are the numbers I recognize. I want to say Evangelist Barbara Lloyd, but I don't know if I'm looking at that number right. So God bless you all for coming on today. I'm going to open a line for Sister Debbie. Welcome,
yes,
Sister
good
Debbie.
Evening, good morning. Yes, I enjoyed that word, Pastor Mom. And, yes, my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13, which says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I really enjoyed that wonderful word. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. You know, we really miss seeing your face. I just want you to know that. Because we used to see you every Sunday, you and David Jr. So, God bless you. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Amen. This is Evangelist Barbara Lloyd. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. That's well, nice. I just wanted to say, since you called me out, greetings to all. I came on late. I just happened to look at the phone, which I'm not a cell phone person. I says, oh, I missed it. So I came in and you were still on. Well, praise God. And Pastor Mom, God bless you and thank you for your word. And Pastor Barbara and Pastor Helen and all the Price family.
Amen.
Good to talk to you again. Amen.
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 Love you, Evangelist.
Thank
always
you.
Your voice. Have a blessed day.
Love you. You too. Thank you. Love you too.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom covered a whole lot, as I said. Usually at the end, we would do say John 3:16 and Romans 10:9 and say the prayer of salvation, and she covered that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we bless God. We have an early broadcast today, and we're about to go ahead and close unless anybody wants to say anything else. Hallelujah. Want to just let you know that we'll be back next Sunday. And I got a word from the Lord, we're going to be here through the end of this month for sure. I want to say we're going to be here next month too. Amen. From what I'm hearing, you know, we have our services in the chapel we're in a senior apartment building and we have our services in the chapel. And everybody who's in this building is looked at as, I can't remember how they say it, but, you know, I know we are very special and we need to be protected, you know, even as this coronavirus is going on. So we're going to, you know, not come together until probably August. I'm just going to say that right now. And we're still listening to see how long that's going to be. The good part about this is that we get to be on the line with people from North Carolina, like Evangelist Barbara and Barbara Lloyd and Pastor Price and her family who are calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. And then Minister Rachel and her family who are calling in from Jersey City, New Jersey. So that's a blessing. Pastor Mark, who's calling in from Illinois. So we're just so blessed because when we're on the line here, we can get people from all over the place, you know. And excuse me, we do still have people from the Heritage House on the line as well. So we thank God for that as well. Amen. So so we're just going to continue to listen to the Lord and flow in his wisdom, see what he tells us to do, because we're still having a good time gathering together in his name over this phone line, and we know that he's in the midst. Amen. Just let me tell you about some other broadcasts that you can listen to and get blessed by. Tomorrow at noon, we have a Bible study entitled Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. That's going to be at noon tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern. You dial the same number, 516-418-5699. Praise God. And just a really good Bible study. She's doing a series called Encounters with Jesus. And so then on Tuesday, we're having prayer. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so we pray in tongues for 1 hour on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we are having our Thursday edition of God in the Midst, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And we'll be talking about prophecies. We're going back to January of 2020, those prophecies that were spoken before the coronavirus hit, and we're just doing a mid-year review of those 2020 prophecies. Praise God. Amen. So that's all that we have right now, and we just thank God for his presence, for what he's doing. In Jesus' name, amen. And we're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. We thank God for your strength today, Pastor Mom.
Thank you very much.
Amen. For all God is doing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Most of you know that Pastor Mom is 87 years young. Glory to God. So close us out in prayer, Pastor Mom.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We are now dismissed.
Amen. We are now dismissed. Praise God. And I just pray. I'm feeling something in the spirit right now. And I don't know exactly what it is, but we you know, as Pastor Mom just prayed, may the Lord be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever's going on in your life, right, even right this minute, that God is touching you and healing you and drawing you even closer, and that you know that God is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just God bless everyone, and just praying that you all have a blessed day. And remember, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Have a blessed day.